Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Find out about the Walter Payton Man of the Year.
They told me. They just was like, yeah, Deion. No. So they told me that I was surprising the fan of the year. And when I went down to the stadium to tell the fan of the year that he won fan of the year, he then turned to me and said, I also have a surprise for you. You are our Walter Payton Man of the Year. And I was in complete shock. I'm usually really good with surprises and figuring it out because I hate surprises. But they definitely like caught me at a vulnerable state for sure.
That was a few weeks ago, so you had to sit on it until now?
I had to sit on it. Yeah, I had to sit on it a little bit.
What does that mean?
But you know me, it means everything. It's probably, honestly, it's probably the biggest achievement that I've ever received, you know, because I really live my life on being the best person I could possibly be. You know, like, I know that I'm far and from perfect, but I try to treat people right. Like, sometimes I'm wrong, but I try to be as open and vulnerable as possible so people could relate and feel my true self. And it's just happy to be acknowledged for just being me, you know, because, like, I'm getting recognition for just being it myself. Like, that's just me. Like, I'm a people person. I love, like, helping people, and I love being, you know, in a community. I like being places where people might not always, like, be like, wow, like, Deion's here. Like, places and like that, like, where I could just be me and be free and just take it to a different level. Like, look, I'm as normal as you, and I'm here because I care, you know, and simple things and like that. Yeah.
What does it mean you to kind of have the platform now that you do to be able to help the way that you do, especially since you stopped shooting and things like that? Your helping goes before that, but what you've been able to do since then?
I think that the biggest part of it is for the youth and the kids that kind of like look up to me and use me like as like a mentor, they can see that it can and be done, and hopefully like they could use and copy my recipe, and honestly just, you know, adapt the things that I've learned from the older guys like Kyle Williams and Lorenzo and the guys that came before me, and they could take a piece of now that I have, and they could adapt it into their self, so it could just be a growing thing, and they could, you know, shoot for the stars as I try to.
How would you say you're coming along in your recovery?
Pretty good. You know, I'm walking around. I don't have a boot on. I'm practicing, so, you know, it's a beautiful feeling.
Obviously, nobody likes missing games. So.
At all.
What's it like when you got to watch, you know, from the sideline?
Yeah.
How eager are you to get back out there?
You know, like this was the first game that I missed because of an injury. You know, like I missed games the previous season because of the pandemic, like with the COVID, but that's uncontrollable, you know. So with missing time for an injury, it was a culture shock for real. It was different, but I'm blessed. I truly am. You know, like and my injury, like it was a high ankle sprain, and I was supposed to be like sitting out for 3 hard weeks, and I'm practicing in 9 days or 10 days, so I can't be nothing more but and thankful like for my trainers and everybody like in that training room that has helped me get to the position that I am at now, which is, you know, a step closer.
I know you may not know the answer to this or may not want to say the answer, but do you think there's a chance you might be able to play this week as you come back?
Shoot, I wish I could answer that, but you know that is out of my pay grade. I am pushing towards helping my team in any way, whether it's me on the sideline or me on the football field. I'm working to get myself ready to and protect Josh. Well, that's a great question. Well, I think simply it's because you have guys that truly care about one another. You know, like in our locker room and this, like on this team, you have a bunch of guys that organically care about the guy next to them. And like, you guys are around us all day, every day, and y'all could feel it. Like, y'all could literally feel it. Like, you see how, like, and we play, like, you see how we help one another out, and it's an organic, true feeling. But I think that the recipe to that is guys wanting to be out there for their brother and not letting the team down from being on the sideline. And, you know, with great energy and a positive mind and positive guys around you all of the time supporting you and walking you through your injury and supporting you through it, it's a good feeling. And for anybody to, you know, and be loved, like being loved, like it's a great feeling. So when people are just pouring love into you all of the time with positive words and positivity, you know, like, I truly think that helps with the recovery as well. Because if you were getting negativity all of the time, like, you might just be like, bro, I'm going to sit out a couple weeks and be good. Like, hey, but in this building, guys want to be accountable and guys want to be available so we can win, you know. Yeah. Anybody, you know, if it's Vaughn, if it's Vaughn's parents, if it's whoever, like, just, you know, putting a hand out and telling your teammate or your brother that I got you, that's really like what it's all about. And we got every last one of our guys that wear that Buffalo Bills logo and has a number that follows behind. But, you know, this is a brotherhood here, and it's a drastically unique team that we have. And, you know, everybody has something going on, and we just help and guide each person with something.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.